Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative of all you guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. We got my dear friend Mike Coleman, the Culminator, producer of the Golden Trailer Awards, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Mike Coleman, go to our Facebook page over on Star Wars Entertainment over on Facebook. And also, if you like to hear the music that we're playing, or if you like to send any nice comments, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, TyroneTan, Nancy, at formerly known as Twitter, which is now X. And then thanks to the hacker there on Instagram, it's at Tyrone Tan official over on Instagram. And then if you want to hit me up over on, there's this new thing called Threads, at Tyrone Tan official over on Threads. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, so without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. First off, I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've had on throughout the seasons for all these years. It's always great to have to banter off with a cool friend or colleague or just a friend that's just coming in. But this is a new friend we just met, and he's going to be our guest co-host. So first off, thank you to everyone that has been a guest co-host. And he's going to be into the studio for the first time here. He's the CEO of Sustainability and Energy Company. His name is Wyatt Ruiz. Welcome, my man, to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN.
How are we doing? Actually, it's actually COO. I don't want to steal the title away.
COO.
I haven't beheaded the CEO yet. Okay.
Forgive me. COO of a sustainability and energy company.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll tell the audience a little bit before our guest of the hour comes in. Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself and what you're about.
Yeah. You know what? Born and raised in LA. Live up a little northern LA county. Family's from Porterville, California, mainly. So if you guys know that, there's nothing there. So no reason to venture up there unless you're going to Fresno, I guess, which why would you go anyways? But yeah, so born and raised here, you know, born in a LA County sheriff family. So, you know, kind of got to see a lot of sides of LA County that a lot of other folks don't necessarily get to see, that don't venture out of the suburbs. You know, from there, honestly, I've done a lot of, I actually work in media a little bit, and then roads crossed to our guest of the night with the Culminator. And now we are working together on this great venture to help provide sustainable, you know, American-made fuel for our country.
Awesome. Well, and for those that don't know, because we got a lot of all ages of listeners, but we also got young listeners. For those that don't know what, you know, Sustainability Energy Company is, like, tell us a little bit about that background.
Yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of people have this, you know, they have this, like, kind of granola eating hippie outlook of what sustainability is, and it's really not that way. You know, we're really a fuel company first and foremost, or an energy company I should say, first and foremost. And so energy comes in a lot of different forms, and we've seen a lot of different forms fail throughout the ages. And so we have a great plan here. We got a great team, and a lot of great, I would say, meetings in the works as well. And so, you know, a lot of folks, you know, we think petroleum, we think of the standard energy sources of nowadays that have really built our country and have actually built the world. But, you know, a lot of folks have not really looked into the different I would say, sources of energy and of fuel that we've looked into. Not only is it sustainable, so, you know, we can keep growing it, it's renewable, you know, it's good for the environment, which who doesn't love the environment? You know, you don't want to kill your economy either, helping it. But at the same time, we found a way to do both. And, you know, it's all American made, which is really what we love, because we want to help employ Americans. We want to help employ veterans, for example. We're veteran founded and made. And so we've really found a good intersection between all these different roadways to be able to help America and make us more sustainable, make us more sovereign. And, you know, whatever your beliefs are on America, at the end of the day, we want to love our country. We want to help our country out. We want to provide for others. So that's what we're here to do. And we've got some exciting things in the works that I'm sure you all will be hearing about in the next few months.
Are you able to plug the company or not yet? Or maybe just keep it vague right now? Or we don't have to?
No, you can definitely.
Yeah, I'll plug it. So it's our company is called Commando Fuel.
Okay.
You know, obviously a little militaristic in its name, but we love it. And so, you know, it's really the spearhead of an overall energy-based company, but a hemp-based company that we're working on for energy. And so, you know, for so long, people have had this stigma of with hemp and cannabis and whatnot, and we're really breaking that stigma out there because, I mean, even from our founding, you know, our original copies of the Constitution, these founding documents were written on hemp, and people don't know that. You know, a lot of the clothes that our soldiers wore in the revolution was hemp clothing. You know, you can make hemp plastics. It's everything like that. And there's obviously regulations that we abide by that when it comes to making sure there's not a certain amount of chemicals within the hemp itself. But I mean, for example, you know, Henry Ford was a huge advocate for hemp, and it was something that kind of lost the war to Rockefeller. Yeah, you know. Yeah. To the premier robber baron of his time, he lost that war with it, and that's kind of the politics of, I guess, really any industry, especially when it comes to essentially powering the 21st century, the 20th and 21st century. So, you know, it's something. Hemp was something that was made legal. Hemp, biofuel. We'll put a biofuel, but I think biofuel kind of has a negative connotation, because when you start looking at things as energy in general, you stop putting the negative prefixes with it and realize if something runs something else, and if we can do it cleaner, more efficient, at a cheaper cost, then why would you not use that? And that's what we've really seen too. And then employ the right people too, and employ Americans, you know. And it's just another great avenue for our military, for commercial services, and everything that actually uses fuel. Which, without energy, our country would just fall. Most countries would just fall. So you know, that's what we're working on. We're really excited about it. Again, we got a great team, and we, you know, it's, I guess, to finish up my last point, is it's something that's been made legal and then illegal during this last century. You know, when World War II, we brought back hemp fuel because we needed more fuel to fight the Axis powers, and then they made it illegal again. And so there's been this stigma around it, and people, you know, they don't know any better. They're fed what they're fed. And you know, I think a lot of now in the modern age, when you have kind of street side journalism, for example, you have a lot more information out there that people can really invest in and look into. And so that's something that we've done too. And it's been a great ride so far.
That's, I mean, awesome.
We've got some great things in the pipeline. At the end of the day, we truly want to help Americans. We want to help the environment. Again, who doesn't want to help the environment? And we want to do it in a good, sustainable way, but that also is just another fuel source to make sure that America can keep sovereign on.
Awesome.
That.
Well, cool. Now, is there a way people could support you, or websites, or anything like that, or not yet?
I mean, we have commandofuel.com. It's not something you can. We're not taking donations that I'm aware of. But, we're not a nonprofit.
But at least they could look you up if you want.
Up the company. Yeah, okay. They can see what we're doing. Absolutely. And you know, I know you got, you know, more stuff to get to, but I guess to make a strong point is, folks don't really understand how diversified hemp is. You can make plastics out of it. You can make, again, clothing out of it, fuel out of it, X, Y, and Z. And so once you start investing in that and you realize that in the New York Stock Exchange, most people, I don't think, really know this, but around 80% of the I guess we'll say products that are on the New York Stock Exchange are either a direct or indirect derivative of petroleum.
Wow.
Right. And I'm not bashing petroleum here. I mean, without petroleum, we wouldn't have these lights on and, you know, what we have. But the thing is, it's to show how big that market is and to show, hey, we can provide a source that not only is sustainable, something that is from the founding of our country that the founding fathers advocated for, but something that can give us just another edge when it comes to the rest of the world, when it comes to employment in America. And that's what we're shooting for.
That's awesome. Well, listen, so again, you could check out the company one more time.
Is Commando Fuel.
Commando Fuel.
Yeah, so CommandoFuels.com is actually
Commando
the,
Fuels or Fuel?
So the company is Commando Fuel.
Okay.
But the website is CommandoFuels.com.
Oh, so plural.
Now, it's above my pay grade why it's with an S.
Got it.
But yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Either.
That's okay. Well, cool. And if they, do you have social medias or anything like that for people?
I do. I'm not like famous, or anything. I'm just a dude. But I guess if you think my voice is attractive
dude
enough,
changing the world. That's okay.
Yeah. I'm just a young mogul.
What's your social?
So I've actually not been too active on the socials because I think I don't really. And it's funny saying this, being from LA, not too far from Hollywood, and growing up going to the Hollywood Bowl and everything. I just don't care much for the vanity of a lot of social media. I go on for the memes. I think like everyone else does nowadays, and for the headlines. But I guess if anyone cared enough, and if you do, great. I don't know if you like everything I post. I don't post much, but my Instagram at least is pretty much when I'm just what I'm on is going to be my last name, Reese, RUIZES _pieces. So Reese's Pieces, if you can kind of get that the joke there.
RUIZES. E-S.
_pieces. So like Reese's Pieces.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So from all the 3 followers I get from this, I hope that please do not hate mail me. Do I care? No, but I'm just going to delete it.
But your full name is Wyatt Ruiz.
Yeah.
And then it says R-U-I-Z.
Yeah. So what's funny is my dad was the LA County Sheriff for many, many years, but around 35 years. And I was born in 95. So I'm almost 30, pushing 30. I look like I'm 40, but whatever. But Tombstone came out, I believe, that year.
Okay.
And so my dad's thinking, I need to find a name, for my next son.
Wow.
Right? I come from a family of 3 boys. And so Tombstone came out, and he's like, dude, this movie is freaking, like, who's this Wyatt Earp guy? He's awesome. And it's just like, I'm a sheriff. It's just like young, my parents had us all young and before the age of 30. So
it was either Kurt Russell or Wyatt Earp.
Something like that. My name was probably almost Russell. I don't know. But no, if I was going to be a girl, my name was going to be Jordan. And thank God.
So cool. Well, Wyatt Ruiz, thanks for being a great guest, because obviously you're not tuning out yet, or you're not leaving, because we got our guest of the hour coming in.
Absolutely.
I think he came in, chimed in a little too early, or that was a mouse of the corner. By any chance, did you get the memo? The memo is we talk about some movie reviews.
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay, so you know what? I'm just – it's funny. I took a side job being a janitor here today, and I was cleaning the toilet, and you guys asked me to jump on. And I'm like, sure. I mean, let me plug everything, I guess.
Well, so what I'm going to do, by any chance, have you seen the new Mission Impossible movie in the theaters lately?
So you know what's funny? I haven't. I like movies. I like Mission Impossible. I like that Tom Cruise is going to literally die on the hill of making these movies and breaking his body. I haven't yet. I heard it's pretty good. I heard it's pretty action-packed. I haven't gone to the movie theaters much lately.
Nope.
I wish I had known I was going to be here, or else I would have written a full 10-page paper on Mission Impossible 18.
No problem. Well, what I'm just going to do, a quick movie review before bringing in our guest of the hour, Mike Coleman. Here's a thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis on Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, rated PG-13. Again, thanks to IMDb. Here's their little synopsis. Our lives are the sum of our choices. Tom Cruise is Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. That's what they had. But anyways, it's Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning. It's starring the awesome Tom Cruise. Also, there's Haley Atwell, Ving Rhames. There's Isai Morales, who I've had the pleasure of being able to interview throughout the years. Simon Pegg's in this. Holt McCallany, Angela Bassett, Nick Offerman, Chmel Tillman. Gosh, a plethora of great talent. If I'm forgetting anybody, do forgive me. Janet McTeer. And it's directed by the awesome Christopher McQuarrie. Now, I got to see it on IMAX, and I got to tell you, I really, really, really enjoyed it.
I think the last one I saw was Ghost Protocol. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
That was, and I think what he's trying to do with it is kind of making it like the American James Bond in a sense. It doesn't now. It doesn't have the you know, I would say the same kind of aura as Bond movies or Bond movies. But you know, I think he's wanted to come out and not to plug another movie. He's just wanted to come up with like another Top Gun, and so it's just Tom Cruise is gonna he's gonna plug away. So,
but this was, it was really good. It's been a while since audiences clapped at the end of at the movie, and the audience that I saw was actually clapped. And this was not a premiere; this was a regular movie, you know, theater. So it wasn't like, you know, because I cover a lot of premieres, and of course you got cast and crew in there.
Yeah.
And but this was actually just. You know, just a regular theater, and people were clapping at the end, and I really enjoyed it. And I almost, you know, I would check it out again. So I highly recommend checking it out if you have not seen Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible: A Final Reckoning. I highly recommend checking it out.
That's the Final Reckoning until he makes another one. So we'll see how much money this one makes.
I just think everyone did great. The director did great. Tom Cruise did great. All the cast. I give a shout out to Isai Morales, who, like you said, I've got to interview throughout the years, throughout the carpets. Always the nicest guy, but he also plays a really good villain. Mm-hmm. So again, so I want to help plug this again. So again, it is Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, rated PG-13, and it's out there in theaters. Check it out. All right, now, did you by any chance get the other memo?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's in my bag. Let me get it out real quick. Hold on.
The other memo is that the guest co-host arranges a way to make the guests of the hour to bring them in, to make them feel special, meaning sometimes we bring people in on limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, stuff like that. By any chance, did you arrange a way to make this guest of the hour to make him feel special? How do you think we want to bring him into the studio?
Well, he got brought up here in a Honda Rogue, so I don't know.
Okay.
We were going rogue, so I don't know if you can think of any of the cooler way than
that. I think he's a kind of a manly man guy.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's name is, well, they call him the Culminator.
The Culminator.
So I figured, you know, bring him in traditional style on like a chariot, kind of like, what did you call it? What's that movie with
Gladiator?
Gladiator style. With chariot and horses, and we'd bring him in that way. And
if we could bring him in decapitating someone, if that was legal, I think we would probably have figured out a way to do it.
I think we could bring him in on a chariot. So all you got to do is press a button in the back, and then we're going to open up the hatch of the doors, and we're going to bring him in. We're going to whistle in on the count of three of the horses, and then we're going to bring in this guy, this gentleman that you know.
Yeah.
He is Mike Coleman. He is the producer of this cool award show called The Golden Trailer Awards, and he does a lot of this stuff, which we're going to talk about. So on the count of three, we'll press that thing, and then you'll whistle on the horses, okay? One, two, and three.
Beep.
Uh-oh. There he comes into the studio. Coming down on the chariot. There he is, waving to all the fans out there.
Doves are flying, folks. If you can't see in studio, doves are flying.
People are throwing roses at him. Uh-oh, he's stopping to sign some autographs there.
Joaquin Phoenix does have a face of terror right now.
And hold on, he's stopping for some selfies there. Uh-oh, there's people. Ladies, I do not know if he's taken. I don't know. But here he is, coming in the studio, gladiator style, on the chariot. Here he is, my dear friend, producer, Mr. Mike Coleman.
Are you not entertained?
Welcome, Mike Coleman.
Hey, this is awesome. Thanks for having me on the show.
StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com radio, and UBN. Welcome, my man.
Yeah, man. This is awesome. I'm finally here. Yeah. I'm with Tyrone Tan in the house where all the magic happens, and this is where films are discussed in such a micro way that you really feel like you've come away with more information on the film than you actually watched it.
Wow, cool. Well, again, Mike Coleman, producer. And I know you got a bunch of titles, but that's something that's...
I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up.
But, welcome again to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com, right on you.
Listen, I got on an airplane at 5 this morning and got here and met up with some friends in Orange County real quick, got to the studio, so I came for you. Across the country.
That's awesome. No, I appreciate it. Like I said, I know we've been kind of going back and forth with this for a couple of years at least.
Twenty years, I think. Something like that. I've lost count.
But now you're finally here. And Wyatt, thank you for also coming in here as well.
Wyatt great
Ruiz,
job, man.
Absolutely.
Great job.
So cool. Yeah. Well, Mike, what we want to do, we want to get the audience get to know you. If not, fans already get to kind of get to know a little bit about you. And then if not, follow your stuff and all that kind of good stuff, support you. So
absolutely.
We always want to start off with this hard-hitting question. Here we go. And then we'll go light from there. The hard-hitting question to start off with is, were you born and raised?
Oof, that's a good question. So I was forged in the frozen wilderness of Anchorage, Alaska. I left when I was about two. I went to New York, and my father worked for the military. So I kind of grew up in a military family. Dad was a Vietnam vet. So I grew up at West Point, and New York has always been home. Do I want to get back to the frozen wilderness of Alaska? Absolutely. After I saw Guardian with Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher, I was like, all right, I want to be a Coast Guard rescue swimmer here. But yeah, no, I was born in Alaska, raised in New York, and East Coast is mostly where I've been based, but I'm really falling in love with the West Coast here.
That's awesome. Now, I know you got some, because I know we're calling you producer of the Golden Trailer Awards, but I mean, you got a lot of titles. Like, what would people kind of know you
for? Yeah, so I mean, I'm one of the producers. I'm on the executive team for the Golden Trailer Awards. The Brady sisters, Monica and Evie Brady, are the real brainchilds of this show that's been around for 25 years here in LA. And they have literally transformed, I think, the trailer industry in some aspects. By people that are in the trailer business understand there's a lot of time that goes into these trailers. I mean, these trailers can make or break a film. And if the trailer sucks, you're not going to watch the Oscar performance in the film. And so the trailer, I think a lot goes into that. And so they've been the kind of the first ones in the industry to showcase that. So it's great to be on their team and to kind of promote that.
And so, but you're a producer. You've done radio. You're a host.
I worked in radio for a little bit. Worked for an ABC affiliate out of New York. And I love that. Did that for 6 years. It was awesome. And then from there, I went into law enforcement for a little bit because I was an action fiend. And I consider myself kind of a war correspondent. I'm like, okay, you know, you read about this stuff, but let me get into the trenches and feel what's like. And so I did some police work for 10 years, enjoyed it, do love serving the community. But I was always an entrepreneur. And, of course, being a creative like yourself, you start to find your way back into the industry. And so I connected with the Brady sisters many years ago, became part of – they call me Brady Brother Number 5, became part of their executive team, had an eye for trailers, and just was really excited about being part of what they're building here in the Golden Trailer ecosystem.
That's awesome. Now, before I forget, they call you – what I hear through the grapevine, the culminator.
It's not because I took German in college. It's just because, and the Terminator with our great governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's just because I get things done.
Former governor.
Former governor.
Let's start. So did you know growing up that you always wanted to be, like you're a jack of all trades, so to speak. Did you always know you wanted to be in showbiz or?
I wanted to be the next Steven Spielberg. I mean, I told my parents, I said, this is my vision. Of course, you know, your dad has to sit down with you and says, son, get a stoic job, okay? Don't be living on people's couches. Go to NYU and UCLA like everybody else. Get a stoic job. And I said, Dad, I can't do this. So I tried it, and here I am. I'm back in the industry.
He went to his dad one day and was like, Dad, I just want to dance.
That's exactly what
dad
I did.
Dad was having none of it.
I don't think you were born the time I had the discussion with my father.
I don't think I was either.
So originally you wanted to get into film. Was your inspiration Steven Spielberg?
Steven Spielberg was a huge hero of mine. I loved all his films. I mean, obviously he was iconic. I loved his cinematography and how he developed it. But I loved his story. He started with his father. Father was a World War II veteran. He had this, you know, small camera, 8mm, and he would make these war movies with all the equipment his father had around. Yeah. So I was a huge history buff. I'd kind of do the same thing, and I just loved history, and I loved how he was able to portray history in an incredible cinematic aspect. And so that's what I wanted to follow. But you know how life is. You take some turns and end up going from janitor to police officer to radio to in the studio here.
Well, now we didn't get to ask you this. Well, who was your inspirations in your life or in your career? Anything that you that inspired you?
You know what's funny? I never, I wouldn't say I ever kind of grew up like being inspired by one certain person. I know this is going to sound a little cliche, but I really uphold my parents to a different light. They're amazing people. They're good people. They're real. They know the evils of this world. My dad had experienced that for, you know, many decades. And just growing up, I think with that outlook of, I think it's something where, look, you either let life knock you down or you kind of laugh at the darkness of it, you know. And so we grew up that way of just kind of laughing at it. And I think a lot of people don't get that. I really can't say I never really, and I didn't grow up in the household to kind of, I think, look up to certain stars or famous people or what have you. And not saying there's anything wrong with that. I think you need to have some sort of inspiration, especially if you're going into a certain field of work, into entertainment, into, you know, I don't know, making energy or whatever. There's certain people I admire,
yeah,
and I want us to reflect, you know, folks that actually have had good character and just great innovation in their brains and the good for mankind in their hearts. But honestly, I mean, I wouldn't be here without my parents, without my mom and my dad, and I mean that wholeheartedly.
That's awesome. Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with them being your inspirations. So Mike, back to you, Mike Coleman. Now I know we've talked. There's the Coleman.
Dun 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 dun.
The Coleman name, is there a back history to a lot of that?
So there is a distant connection to the Coleman camping family, W.C. Coleman, who invented the iconic lantern. Coleman green stove, everybody kind of remembers as a kid. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get the money. You know, maybe we got the creativity and the innovation, but we didn't get the money.
A lot of people, like when you were growing up and you would see that name all the time on, like,
you know, my father's famous slogan on the phone when people would call, they'd be like, okay, how do you spell your name? You'd be like, Coleman, just like the camping supplies. They'd be like, okay, thanks. So as a kid, I grew up hearing that all the time. But yeah, no, there is a distant connection with that, but I think that kind of drives me to being a little bit of an environmentalist, and the fact that, you know, Wyatt and I have started a company to kind of help create sustainable energy, but also figure out how we can reduce the carbon emissions in every mainstream product that we're using here on Earth. So
that's awesome. So of course, as a producer, do you like being known also as an environmentalist? Or what do you?
Well, I mean, you know, I like to wear different hats. Yeah. You know, I'm one of these guys that doesn't like to be defined by the role that I'm in. I kind of like, I wouldn't say I was a chameleon, but I like to be a Renaissance man, well rounded in all subjects of matter.
That's
so
awesome.
I would like to be known as, you know, somebody who is a creative in both areas, but I like a challenge. And I think one of the challenges for me was, can you build a sustainability company and turn it into an Apple? Because right now in the sustainability world, you have a lot of great companies doing great things, but it's a very splintered industry and market. And you don't have the Apple of that industry that's kind of the champion of changing the mainstream products to make them more sustainable and biodegradable. And so, you know, that challenge has been like, I'm accepting it. I'm not saying I'm the next Steve Jobs or I'm trying to be like Steve Jobs. I'm inspired by his management structure. But I think we've brought guys on like Wyatt and other members of the team that have been incredibly transformative and really making a dent in the industry and what we're developing. And one of the passions for me is aviation. And so we're looking to develop an aerospace aviation style fuel using biofuels, specifically in the hemp area. So we want to be industry changers,
yeah.
But we also want to educate and we want to lead. And I think that's where that we're going to be transformative in that market.
Are you also, for the audience that doesn't know, are you also part of the same company that you guys?
Yes. Yeah. So it's called USH Brands. It stands for the U.S. Hemp Company, Inc. And USH Brands owns various different brands that are consumer-driven, and then it has an energy sector. So Wyatt over here, he actually runs our energy side as the chief operating officer, as well as the other brands we have. But one of the brands is actually called Miss Commando. You can go on Instagram, misscommando.com, check it out. It's non-toxic lotions, skincare products that are all made organically and locally. Wow. And so we use all old Amish recipes. It's run by an Amish social media influencer, Lizzie Enns, and she is kind of the force behind the brand, but she was former Amish. And so she has, I call it the Lizzie Book of Secrets of Amish recipes that she's created. And we started the brand about 2 years ago, and we've sold all 50 states. We shipped to 7 countries. And so we're looking to build out a group of women who are taking back their health. They're not getting poisoned anymore by the chemicals that are in the lotions now. And they are becoming the Miss Commandos of our day.
So how did you go from, you said start off filmmaking,
yeah,
then you went to radio.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from that, then you're getting into producing. Well, like, how was that?
So, Tyrone, here's the thing. It's storytelling.
Yeah.
If you tell a good story and you tell a good ecosystem story, mm-hmm. people want to be part of that. And I think that's why Hollywood is so powerful, is because they are the masters and crafters of storytelling. And so even when you're building a company, you want to tell a story. Why was Apple and Steve Jobs so effective? Is because he told a great story. And he was a great showman to begin with. And so for us, we want to tell the story of women taking back their health, launching chemical warfare on things that are eventually poisoning them. And so if we can create an army of environmental commandos known as Miss Commandos, I think that's key. I also serve in the National Guard, the Pennsylvania National Guard, as a soldier. And I noticed some of the soldiers were having issues with feet, you know, especially when you're out in the field, you're doing a lot of hiking. And we could apply this obviously to hikers too, people that are outdoor enthusiasts. And so we developed a thing called Warrior Wax, which is a non-toxic body butter that we've given to soldiers. And so we have a couple SEAL team members that's using it. We have a couple generals that's using it. Hopefully it becomes a stable product of the U.S. military. But it was something that soldiers needed, and so we created it from one of our old Amish recipes. So
that's awesome.
We're all about empowering the people.
Now, I have my guest co-host. I think you know him, Wyatt Ruiz.
Yeah, I think I do a little bit.
I mean, a couple times.
So Wyatt, as a guest co-host, I know you guys are friends and you guys are colleagues in the business. But for the audience that maybe would like to know more about Mike Coleman, is there any questions you may know, or maybe you've always wanted to ask him as a guest co-host? Is there any questions you would like to ask Mike Coleman on whether
can we do the Jeopardy music?
Could be about his upbringing or his career or anything like that.
No, you know what? The really cool thing on Mike and I, like, seriously, if I had some deep embarrassing question, I would ask him, because whatever drives up the listening rate. But no, you know what? The great thing about Coleman is that he lays everything out there, and you can be very real with him and open and ask questions. And something that we were actually talking about a couple of days ago when it comes to entrepreneurship and running businesses and whatnot. One of the most important things that I think, where a lot of businesses fail, is human capital. Mm. And part of the human capital is basically being able to say, hey, I don't really think this is – I think we can do this a little different, and calling out something. And Coleman's ideas are great, and I think it's awesome when he's able to kick something off for the team and we're like, oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And so, you know, being part of our team calls, it's, you know – it's really transformed where I think we've started with Commando Fuels to where we are now, where at the end of the day, we are an energy company. And I don't think we saw ourselves as an energy company at first, but with everyone brainstorming together, that's really what we are. And we, you know, people always call the folks that are trying to change trends and change definitions of things or whatever you want to say. You know, they call them a little crazy. But, you know, those are the folks that end up really providing for the world. So, I mean, I really don't have any deep questions for Coleman. He's been very, he's, you know, let me be included in a lot of conversations. I mean, I'll be sitting there working, he'll just call me, hey, I want to connect you with this guy. I'm like, oh, okay, who is it? Oh, don't worry about it, it's my buddy, and you know, we'll talk for an hour or half an hour or whatever. And so no, I honestly can't sing his praises enough, just as a man and as an entrepreneur and as a you know, I guess as a boss. You know, I can come to him with anything and, you know, whether it's work related or not, you know, so I mean, really, I guess I don't really have any deep questions, because it's all kind of laid out there. And I think that builds the trust and the human capital and really the brotherhood of our company. So,
well, and I think what we're trying to do is we're creating a tribe. Yeah. That's what makes us successful as a brand, is we're creating a tribe of empowering not just the consumer, but the people on our team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my father was also an inspiration to me. He had met Steve Jobs in the early 1980s, and Steve Jobs tried to pitch him a thing called a computer. It was a personal computer. And he told my father, and my dad was working as a contract officer with the U.S. military. And so Steve Jobs was obviously a very young company. He said, Mike, I'll never forget, he was wearing a bow tie, long hair, and he came up to me and he said, this is going to be the future, and every classroom is going to have this. And he said, my father said, the problem with the military at the time was they did not understand innovation and creativity. And he says, I knew right off the bat that this man was a industry changer, and he was a disruptor. And he said, I spent 3 days with him. He said it was the best 3 days I've ever spent, because he was so passionate about empowering the consumer and not so focused on just moving a product to make the revenue. And I think that that's why Apple's been so successful, and Tim Cook has been able to continue that legacy on. So that's what we're trying to build with Commando Fuel, and the Commando outdoor ecosystem is doing just that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a music break. My guest host, I'm going to hand you this paper. You
don't, oh, gosh. And then right, you're going to introduce...
You're going to, there we go. You're going to introduce this song of the hour. So can you read my writing?
I can totally. It's actually better than mine.
Okay, so you're going to introduce this song. We'll be back more here with Mike Coleman, producer and entrepreneur. And then he's one of the producers of the Golden Trailer Awards, which is actually going on this week.
Yep.
So we're going to have Wyatt Ruiz, COO of a sustainability and energy company, introduce this song.
So this next song, for your musical taste, something I listen to all the time, is Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alta? Alt 9. I'm sorry.
Yeah, get your Pinocchio nose going. Yes.
I know. Roll on. I got to get a scissors.
All right. So, again, it's Jade Pateri and Alt 9. They were guests on the show here, and we love promoting you know, a lot of our guests as well and their music. So, we'll do that one more time, Mr. Guest Co-host Wyatt Ruiz. What's the song? One more time.
It is A Lie, Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt 9.
All right, great. So again, we'll be back more with my guest of the hour, Mike Coleman. Again, here is Jade Pateri and Alt 9 with Falling for a Lie. And we'll be back more with Mr. Mike Coleman. All right? You got that? Okay, here we go. Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt 9. And we'll be right back.
Indie 100. All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I'm done. I don't wanna hurt you, cause I'm certain that you might be the one. Talking about love, heaven above, I can give that to you. Ain't gotta run, both hands up, I'll be honest with ya.
That was Falling for a Lie by Jade Pateri and Alt 9. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, check them out. Again, it's Jade Pateri, who was a guest on the show, as well as Alt 9. They collaborated together on that one song, but you could check them out each. There's Jade Pateri and Alt 9. They have two separate groups as well, but they collaborated to do that one song, Falling for a Lie, but they were great guests as well. So again, that's Jade Pateri and Alt 9. Check them out there on the social medias, as well as Spotify, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. Check them out, Jade Pateri and Alt 9. And again, the song was Falling for a Lie. All right, we are back here in the studio with my guest co-host of the hour, COO of a sustainability and energy company, Wyatt Ruiz. Welcome back.
Welcome. This is Commando Field. Let's just say, you know, it's out there now. We let it air. It's Commando Field. That song, by the way, Falling for Lie, is my new ringtone. I got to plug that in after the show.
Awesome. And then we are back with my guest of the hour, producer and entrepreneur, Mike Coleman. Welcome back.
Awesome. It's great to be here.
So cool. Well, it's finally great to have you here. So again, I know you're in town. You're in town for the Golden Trailer Awards.
That is correct.
Which is, you're one of the producers. So tell the audience a little bit about this, a little bit more in depth about it.
So, this is actually a award show that is really industry focused. And I call it probably one of the greatest networking opportunities out there, because you get 2,100 people that show up to the award show. You get everybody from Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Disney, Warner Brothers, all the big studio houses have their teams there, because everybody has a trailer that's out right now. And for us, it's a great opportunity for up and coming artists I try to bring into the show, so they have an access ability to talk to industry leaders about this. It also brings in new talent that these studio houses are looking for. Yeah. And so for me, I call it networking on steroids, but it's industry standard. So
that's awesome. And how did you get involved with this, and what inspired you to get involved with this particular
organization? I always had an eye for being creative, but I also had an eye for cutting. I used to edit myself, used all the different editing platforms, took it in school. And I met the Brady sisters at a party in the Hamptons. And when I was a kid, I'd heard about the award show, Trailer Awards, because, I was one of these like film geeks. It was all about it. I had a radio show called The Film League, and so we were bringing people from the industry on. We'd talk about all kinds of films and scripts and trailers and things like that.
He was actually filming shopping bags.
Yeah.
American Beauty has really, really got its start. Just beautiful. The serenity of the shopping bag in the wind.
Exactly. So the shopping bag turned into actually meeting the Brady sisters at a party in the Hamptons. And when I found out they were connected to the award show, they said, why don't you come to them? And so one of our shows, so I went to the first show and I absolutely loved it. And I was working for a tech startup company that was a media company at the time. And so we became a media sponsor. And then they kind of sucked me into the executive team. They saw I had an eye for trailers. And, I served on all kinds of different positions within the award show. I think my biggest thing is to really build out the ecosystem, and that's really engaging with up-and-coming entrepreneurs that own their own trailer houses that want to get involved in meeting with these industry leaders on this, mm-hmm. and letting the show be that conduit.
Well, let's give some shout out. You said you keep saying the Brady sisters. So the only Bradys that I know are the Brady Bunch kids.
Wayne Brady.
I don't think that's the
Tom
same
Brady.
One.
I don't know. There's a few Bradys, I guess.
But the ones that I grew up with. Brady Bunch. I don't think that's the same Brady sisters. I'm thinking. Yeah. So let's give a shout out. What's their name?
Absolutely. Evie Brady and Monica Brady are the real powerhouses behind this award show. And Guardian, the magazine, just did a huge history. If you can Google goldentrailers.com, you'll see the Guardian article on the Brady sisters about the history of movie trailers in the industry.
So Ava and Monica?
Evie and Monica.
Evie and Monica, what's up?
Is going on?
The Brady sisters. So check them out. And how can they check out more about the Golden Trailer Awards?
Yes, you can go to goldentrailers.com. That's the main website there. You just have to Google Golden Trailers. You'll see it on YouTube. You'll see the Wikipedia page. You'll see, of course, Hollywood Reporter, Deadline, all the big publications talking about it. It was funny. One of the shows, they did have Wayne Brady, and they took a photo of Wayne Brady standing between the Brady sisters.
Oh, that's
very good family friend of theirs.
That's funny.
So it was just really cool to bring the Brady ecosystem.
At least invite the Brady Bunch kids.
That's the next show we're going to have. It's going to be a whole Brady Bunch.
That's awesome. Well, cool. So what else? Wow, time is going by quick. We got like very few minutes left. So what else? So you're in town. You got business going on. You got the Gold Trail Awards. What else you got going on?
Wherever Coleman can be, Coleman is there. I'm in D.C. I'm helping with legislation on the Hill. We're working on business thing. We're developing an aerospace fuel that's revolutionary. And now I'm in Hollywood, promoting films. So I'm excited.
Awesome. So you got the Golden Trailer Awards, as well as you got your company. What's the company one more time?
It's CommandoFuels.com and CommandoOutdoor.com and MissCommando.com. Those are the brands that we run, and we're excited about empowering consumers out there.
So that's Commando Fuel, and then
Miss Commando and Commando Outdoor.
Miss Commando.
And, you know what's funny is actually when you were just talking, is that this Golden Trailer Awards and what we're working on too. Is I didn't make that connection kind of until now because, you know, they're kind of worlds apart in certain ways. But just as the Golden Trailer Awards are looking to, I would say, really help uprise these indie filmmakers, these folks that actually have a lot of talent that, you know, I think run into a lot of the barriers of entry in Hollywood, you know, and trying to empower kind of the little guy in a sense and the guys that actually have a lot to offer to the industry. We're doing the same thing over at Commando Fuel and trying to just offer that to the folks that I think have been maybe pushed out by the powers that be and actually trying to help, you know, Americans and you know, the economy. And
it's storytelling. Everything. It's storytelling and empowering.
It is the story at the end
of
the day.
That's what
we do. It's inspiring that you guys are here. The show is ultimately about inspiring others.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up, but we want to inspire those. You guys have been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that want to do what you do? Mr. Mike Coleman first? Or maybe just follow their dreams in general.
Absolutely. Resilience. Do not quit. Follow your dreams. Don't let anybody take your vision and try to run with it.
Awesome. And piggyback onto Mr. Gesko, Wyatt Ruiz. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give this?
Yeah, no, I love what he said. I mean, you know, I would say have heart. And, you know, for me personally, whether people care or not, it doesn't matter. You know, it really comes from my faith. And, you know, just have heart, keep driving. And, you know that something greater believes in you. So, you know, you ought to believe in yourself a little bit too. And you know, everyone was always called crazy before they made it, or they didn't believe in what they were doing before others didn't believe in themselves and what they were doing before they did it. So, don't let people doubt you. Just have heart and keep driving and make sure that whatever you do, you're doing good for others.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you, Wyatt Ruiz, for being a great guest co-host. I know you were thrown on the spot.
Ruiz
here.
Pieces.
But, I love it. I got to go back to cleaning the toilets, guys. I really, really appreciate this opportunity.
But one more time, they can check you out. One more time, your social media is...
Gosh, yeah. For all the three followers that are coming, it's going to be my last name, Ruiz. And then ES, so Reese's _ pieces. I hope you all know how to spell pieces, depending on if we went to LA Unified or not. But Reese's Pieces, that's going to be on Instagram. That's pretty much the only place I really do anything. Yeah.
And then the company one more time?
Commando Fuel.
Commando
Fuel. Or if you want to go and check out our website, it is Commando Fuels. Commando Fuels with an S at the end, .com. We are revolutionizing energy in America, and you will be hearing a lot more about us soon.
Awesome. And Mr. Mike Coleman, social media is all that kind of good stuff.
Absolutely. Mr. Sustainable Vision, Instagram, you can check me out.
It's Mr. Sustainable
Vision. Mr. Sustainable Vision.
Okay.
And it's really simple.
And then any other websites or...
Yeah, check out MissCommando.com. Okay, it's awesome. All Amish inspired, and we would love to have you as a consumer.
Awesome. All right. Well, Mike, and then also they can check out Golden Trailer Awards.
Absolutely. Right? GoldenTrailers.com. This is where it's at, the excitement.
Awesome. Well, God bless you guys both. Thank you for coming in. Mike, finally, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
You in the studio. Wyatt, great to have you here.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you guys again, and I want to thank you all. God bless you guys all. It's always grateful. I'm always grateful for all your guys' listenership. And I'd like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Amen, brother.
Amen.